This is Dr. Mejia, the team for the patient Francis Williams, Medicare Request 112128, date of birth 10-10-1950, referred from physician Dr. Steven Rosso. Procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, date of the procedure September 20th, 2023, indications. Anemia, histocolon polyps, history of H. pylori, possible diagnosis, impression 1, erosive gastritis, number 2, erosive duodenitis, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, transverse colon polyp perioperative of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for AGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complications non-immediately, medication as premonitory anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 8 minutes, preparation was good, perioperative procedures per double template, perioperative findings, oropharynx appeared normal, perioperative esophagus appeared normal, perioperative stomach, there's diffuse erythema with multiple erosions as well in the antrum as well as in the body of the stomach. Biopsy is taken, period, duodenum D1, there's erosions in the duodenum above, consistent with duodenitis. Biopsy is taken, period, second portion of the duodenum appear normal, period. Biopsy is taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease, period, period. Colonoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, descending colon appear normal, period, period. Inflection appear normal, period, period. Transverse colon, diminutive polyp, small polyp, about 4 millimeters, pelvic biopsy, polypectomy performed, period, period. Hepatic flexure appear normal, pure paragraph. Ascending colon cecum appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinic. Next number, avoid NSAIDs. Next number, who start protonic tolerance PO daily. Next number, follow up in GOPs in 3 or 4 weeks. Next number, repeat colonoscopy in 5 years.